James Joyce, life. James Joyce was born in Dublin in 1882. He attended Jesuit schools before studying at University College Dublin. In 1902, after graduating, he went to Paris to study medicine, but he soon dedicated himself to writing poems and prose sketches and developing his aesthetic theories. In 1904, he met Nora Barnacle and persuaded her to leave the island and go to Europe with him. In 1905, the couple moved to Trieste, where they lived for several years. Joyce worked as an English teacher at the Berlitz School of Languages, where he met the Italian novelist Italo Svevo. Joyce and Nora later lived in Paris and Zurich. In 1940, Joyce and his family fled France for Zurich in advance of the Nazi invasion. In 1941, Joyce died, aged 58. Literary production. In 1907, Joyce published a collection of poetry, Chamber Music, which was followed 7 years later by his short stories, Dubliners, 1914. His semi-autobiographical first novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, was published in 1916, and the play Exiles in 1918. In 1922, his masterpiece, Ulysses, was published in Paris, after having been declared obscene and banned in Britain and America. In the same year, Joyce began work on a huge experimental novel, Finnegan's Wake, published in 1939. Interior Monologue and Epiphany. The writings of Joyce, especially his later novels, make frequent use of interior monologue, both direct and indirect. Through this technique, the writer almost disappears and the readers find themselves directly inside a character's mind. Another characteristic of Joyce's writings is the peaks of intensity in the narration that the writer calls epiphanies. An epiphany is a sudden revelation in which, according to the author, the soul of the commonest object seems to us radiant. It's a moment in which a spiritual awakening is experienced, when ordinary thoughts and feelings come together to produce a new awareness. This instant of intensity can be compared to Wolfe's idea of vision. In his first draft of A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Joyce explains, through his character Stephen, what he means by epiphany. By an epiphany, he meant a sudden spiritual manifestation, whether in the vulgarity of speech or of a gesture, or in a memorable phrase of the mind itself. He believed that it was for the man of letters to record these epiphanies with extreme care, seeing that they themselves are the most delicate and evanescent of moments. Dubliners. Joyce's first short stories were published in 1914 in a collection called Dubliners. Collectively, they form a realistic and evocative portrait of the lives of ordinary people in Dublin, and the city itself is a real protagonist of the novel. The stories are arranged in four groups that correspond to four phases of life: childhood, adolescence, maturity, public life. A recurrent theme in all the stories is the feeling of paralysis that many of the characters experience as a result of being tied to narrow cultural, social, and political traditions. This is also reflected in their relationships, which are conditioned by repressive religious and moral codes. Joyce himself once defined Dublin as the center of paralysis. Stylistically speaking, the stories in Dubliners are written in an apparently traditional way. However, the descriptive realism which permeates them already contains some of the elements of Joyce's more experimental later work. These are the absence of a moralizing narrative voice, description of characters' inner thoughts, and use of symbolism. Each story is told from the perspective of a particular character, rather than through an omniscient narrator.